Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What?
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Okay. We cannot hear Ray. I can't hear him. I don't know about you guys. So.
All right. Today's Friday, December 4th, 2020. Maybe in 98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. Hey, I just thought about this 2 minutes ago. I just wanted you guys to know that I know I said it before, but it's probably time for me to say it again. I absolutely want to thank the guy who did that introduction, and I never met him. I don't even think I ever talked to him. So I told Ray to find out who he is. I want to thank him. But more importantly, for you people who know, and I know there's some of you on here who know, when he says dynamic duo, I'm Batman, just so y'all know. All right, but anyway, yeah, everybody should have known what that reference was to.
To Batman.
All right, man, let's get started. Uh-oh.
Right.
I still can't hear him. Wait, I can barely hear you.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, that was better right there.
All right. No updates went out. So let's rock and roll.
Okay. Let me see. I wanted to see if anybody liked my joke first. I'll start off this morning. All right, guys. No update went out. Must not have been any update. And that's the case. So let me just tell y'all real quick. There's not a whole lot going on this morning. Not a lot of information. It's Friday. Was some protests in one province over there. Wasn't big. They used tear gas, water cannons. They were complaining about not getting paid, as usual. Iraq is scheduled to meet and discuss the budget tomorrow. Now, article yesterday said they were going to meet and do two readings on the budget tomorrow. Articles today say, hey, we're going to meet, talk about it, and it's going to take us 45 days to discuss and vote on it. So it's typical Iraq. We know that one way or the other. The banks are absolutely there. They've been meeting with the Treasury every day. They did conference calls yesterday. I haven't talked to them today, but I'm pretty sure they're doing them this morning. And we are supposed to get an update after our call information, so we'll wait on that. But it seems like from the little bit that we have gotten that things could still go over the weekend, if not tonight. So, now you know what I know, which isn't a whole lot other than what we already do, except Iraq is going to change the rate in the budget tomorrow, probably to the $50, because as of today, oil is back up to $50, something they thought wasn't going to happen until March of next year. But because OPEC has changed their agreement and they're getting to put out more, it's supposedly is at $50 today, which is great for us. That means our rate can go up even more. So we'll see where that goes. So, all right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Tavern says, since the approval of the 2021 budget will bring us far into January, will that mean that the RV will have to be held off till after the approval, since the rates are in the budget?
Nope, it does not mean that. Rate's going to be in the budget, and the RV should happen before the budget so they can use that rate and use what it means. So, no, I'm telling you, my information says that this is scheduled to go before Christmas. That information has not changed. And I think I narrowed it down a whole lot for you guys on the last call. None of that information has changed. Bank people was there to 11 o'clock last night because they thought it was a possibility for this morning. So we're still good. All right, what's next?
Mac0929 says, I know the current best thought is soon for timing. However, trying to set my worst case or backwall expectations, I know there's no guarantee on those. What do you think is the worst case scenario of when? Before Christmas, before New Year's, or is it January 15th? What you just said before
the
Christmas.
Worst, so. Yeah, the worst case is what I'm hearing. But the worst case would be January the 15th, and I don't think it would take that long. And I'm only saying that is if they want to do it right before their budget announcement, which they're saying is going to be 45 days, January the 15th. But I in no way think that's where we're going. If it was where we're going, the worst case might be the first week in January. Worst case. But everything is planned to go right now at every level that I've talked to so far. Okay. All right, what's next? Right.
Noble Lion 77, his birthday is when hers is today. So, happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, and I do want to help with the cake part. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, 505.
Wait, you went away. We couldn't hear you. Five something.
I said 505 was the first caller on the list. But they went away. No, that makes 360.
You're fading in and out. You said 505 was the first caller on the list and didn't hear the rest.
I said, but they went away. So 360, you're on.
Me?
Oh.
Wow. So number two to number one in your heart, huh? It's Walt.
Okay.
How you doing? Hey, my phone sounded a little garbled. Was it Batty Man or Batman?
No, okay.
Nah, just kidding. Well, we're, as you know, not to be repetitive, but my birthday's next Wednesday, so and I know that not that I'm expecting a cigar in the mail from you, Tony, but although that would be pretty sweet, I didn't want you to forget. That's all.
Well, what I was going to tell you last time is, my wife won't be singing you happy birthday this year, but she did tell you happy birthday on the last call. But I will gladly sing you happy birthday this year. There you go.
You're the man. You are the man. Hey, I appreciate that. I guess the only question I got, other than there's no changes or no new on rates, correct?
Nope, no change. No change.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, you think that the dong will go within 24 hours of this going?
No. No. To the best of my knowledge. Wait, Ray, we got an echo.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. But to the best of my knowledge, they will go at the exact same time.
Sweet. Okay, great. Those were, I guess I should, have I asked you about Maliki in the last 2 weeks?
I don't know, but I know he's your favorite subject.
No kidding. No kidding. Oh, my God.
The last thing we heard from Maliki is he is preparing his run for prime minister. Nothing of that. Nobody's going after him or anything else.
Okay. All right. Well, that's as good as it gets as far as I'm concerned. We got to go through it. We're still going through, yes.
You were doing pretty good, sir. I don't know why you wait till like possibly the last call and then want to start acting up. But anyway.
I appreciate, listen, that sometimes being second is not all bad. So,
but now,
I just hope that that bus lady doesn't take this as a reason for her to take up a couple more questions since I didn't ask that many. But I guess
the one you asked was damaging enough for you.
Oh, well, then I guess I better say hope all's well. Have a great weekend and look forward to the next tweet.
Well, I'm not finished with you yet.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Help me, Tony.
I don't even know what he's talking about. But okay.
As best I can remember, from day one, we've always communicated that all the currencies are going together. So you've been listening to somebody else. You want to ask us today, how long going to be several hours later? But that's okay, though. We're not mad at you. I just want to let you know it didn't get by me.
I'm glad you're not mad at me, but I can tell you from the bottom of my heart that I'm not listening to any other calls, and this is my one. This is my honest. So anyway, but I'm just trying to cover bases and make sure. So that's the only reason behind my inquisitive nature.
It's all good, man. I actually, and this is all honest, all jokes aside right now, because I know Ray was just joking. I think you guys should listen to the other calls, because that's the only way you guys know if we make any sense at all. It's just whatever said over there. Or something they make sense. That's all. I said that from day one. You listen to everybody. You make your own decisions. You're all grown. And see who is saying what actually makes sense. See who is saying what happens. See who is telling you things before they happen. And we've done that for the last 10, 15 years. But I know there's some crazy mess out there. And Ray knows this. I can't even believe some of the stuff that some people are saying. But you need to go hear that for yourself, see it for yourself, and then make the decision. That's for somebody I don't want to talk to no more, or I don't want to listen to anymore. You know, people make the same decision about us, and I'm okay with it. All right?
Well, I don't like being force-fed baloney. And so, Tony, if there's one thing I will say about you and your brother, you, Ray, that you don't dish up the bologna fried or otherwise. So I'm grateful for that, and I don't have to be fed bologna more than once to know when it's bologna again. So I just stay away from that. Anyway, all the best, you two, and I'll look forward to a tweet this weekend, hopefully, and if not this weekend, certainly on Monday I'll be on the call again, and I hope the fellow that wanted me to go to the bottom of the list realizes that sometimes it's the early bird that catches the worm. That's a hint.
Okay. But, look, since we're talking about baloney, I'm going to tell you a secret. And some people can't believe it when I tell them, and I tell everybody. I actually still eat baloney to this day. I'll eat a fried bologna sandwich to this day. I like bologna. I like hot dogs and pork and beans. And I like peanut butter and jelly. To this day, I will still eat it. Okay? All right. Just so y'all know.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
All right,
sir.
You bet.
All right.
404.
Here it goes.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Hey. Good morning.
Appreciate your good morning to you and good afternoon to you, Ray. Again, appreciate your helping us really connect the dots. Curious to know with respect to what is being conveyed over in Iraq with respect to the currency. Have they gone back to reminding the people via television what to expect currency-wise, that sort of thing? Or is it have they felt like they've done enough as it is with status?
I haven't heard anything about television, billboards, anything in the malls about the new currency, what it looks like, the fields, or anything. So I guess they think they've done that enough. When it happens, everybody should know what to do. I haven't heard
right.
any re-education taking place at all.
Okay. Appreciate your kind of setting the groundwork that it still could go over the weekend, if not tonight. And with respect to the banking personnel, they're there now, correct? And are they on duty until 11 p.m. tonight? Or have they said that they might be going home early? They cleared that
well,
with you or
they were there
clarified?
Till 11 last night is what I can tell you. And I haven't been able to talk to any of them this morning, even though last night I was informed they were going in at 6. They were supposed to have all their people in by 7. But that's all I can tell you. I would think they plan on working till 11 tonight.
Okay. And you haven't talked to the people today. Is that because they aren't answering their phone calls when you're calling them, or you just haven't been able to call them yet?
Well, who would not answer their phone call if Tony Renfro calls? Who would not do that?
If they've been told that they can't.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's it. They're not answering.
Okay. And lastly, the last time that you did make contact with your banker folks and financial folks, how frustrated are they? And if you could compare their frustration level to ours, because I think, you know, we are sitting here just sensing that it could happen at any minute. And yet, you know, for whatever reason, we're still hanging on. How are they feeling in comparison? Comparable or more so or whatever?
They were excited. What's today? Friday. They were excited
mm-hmm.
Wednesday about the calls that they were having because they felt the Treasury people they were talking to were excited. And they thought, you know, it was going to be a good day. I don't know this morning. They're all concerned about having to work over the holidays. And they're all being told that's not the case. This would happen well before then, and they would be off during the holidays. So that's what everybody's looking forward to. So we'll see what happens.
That would be very nice. And I guess I would like to look at this as through my rose-colored dinar glasses, that this is our last pre-RV call, in which case can wish Walt a happy birthday on Wednesday because there won't be any calls on Wednesday or Monday. But 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when our TNT super fantastic and that array is for you on that band word call. And, of course, super fantastic is your byword as well, Tony. So, again, appreciate it. Hopefully this is our weekend, long last. We appreciate it. Thanks
that's
again.
That's right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Right. So, guys, one of our members wanted me to tell you that he went to Chase Bank yesterday and ordered Dong. They let him order it and he's going to pick it up today. So supposedly they are selling it again. So we'll see. All right, go ahead, Ray, sir.
Okay, 281. There we go. You're on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
And Tabula, sir, to the nth degree.
Good. Tony.
Listen, I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? I don't know how much of a secret. See, look at you. You know, I actually get people who call me after the call, and this morning before the call, just talking about you. Now, this guy said, Tony, I love when you pick on her because she cackles like a chicken. What?
What? I'm not going to coach either one of y'all. I don't know him. I really don't care. I like my laugh.
No, actually, I just made that part up. They love your laugh, too. Everybody loves your laugh.
You are too much.
All right, good morning.
I knew something was coming when you delayed. I'm like, did he fall off? What happened? So, okay. Well, all right. Thank you for that. I do have a question. Well, do you know if the rest of the country has caught up in Iraq with the rate changes and market changes and all that stuff over there?
No, they have not. Or we'd be having an RV today. So when they make their announcements there, I mean, that should be it. So, and mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, like I said, usually they're 2 days, 3 days ahead, but ahead of Baghdad. But I can't tell mm-hmm. us what's going to happen. I'm hoping it's happening Saturday after they discuss it. I am.
Right.
I know the banks are thinking something's happening this afternoon because they're going to let us know something. If nothing more than an update of what the plan is to go forward from this point. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
But no, they've not caught up with that. But
I know they've been talking on our news here, the local news, about the stimulus package that they're supposedly passing here soon, which it doesn't have any of the checks in there like they provided to all Americans in March of this year, but it does have unemployment benefits and some other stuff. So would that more or less be the stimulus package that you were referring to on Wednesday that they are supposed to be passing and getting out of the way before Christmas?
Well, we hoping that God gives them the good common sense to do that and pass it. We don't know. But here is the thing. That is the package. It's
mm-hmm.
not the $1,200 one-time payment like
right.
then. Instead, it's not the $600 a week that they were giving. They want to cut it in half to $300 a week, which
mm-hmm.
was still stimulus and Biden. The only thing is this, and we don't know yet because I don't know that. Do they make it retro back to when the last one ran out in July? August and bring it up current and everybody have a merry, merry Christmas? Or do they make it effective whatever day they pass it, next Tuesday, whatever, and everybody have a broke Christmas? But and it's not just about the money. There's a lot of things in there that, you know, as far as the vaccine is concerned and a whole lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's going to happen, but if it happens before Christmas, this happens. It's a great way to disguise why all of a sudden all these people got money and the housing market is going and cars are flying off the lots. You know, lottery tickets are sold out everywhere you go and everything else, okay?
Mm-hmm. My last question is, since they are saying that it may take 45 days for them to approve this budget, even though they're going to review it tomorrow, I'm just wondering what would cause them to have to wait that long. Would it be because the country is not all caught up with everything they need them to do, and maybe that's one reason why they're delaying it until everything is complete?
No.
What would be your
realize they put that time frame out there, period, from the time they get it to there. It could take 4 days. 5 days,
oh.
and they could do it, But they're saying they got their 45 days, and that's what it should take, because they should spend that much time reviewing every line of it to make sure it's what they want. Our governor does the same thing. They don't come out with a plan on Friday and approve it on Monday or next Wednesday. Everybody wants to look at it. Everybody wants to give their opinion. Everybody wants to suggest changes, everything else. But here's the thing. They've had this budget since July. They already know what it is. They know what it is. They're just using that to solve, throw people off. So it shouldn't take 45 days. If they're saying they're going to do two readings tomorrow, they don't need but one more reading, it becomes law. Well, why are you going to do one and two? Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to take us 45 days to do the third one.
That
Who knows?
Sense. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, well, I guess, so I know you were talking earlier that they were planning to make some changes to the rate in the budget tomorrow. Is that, did I hear you correctly?
Yes, they're going to change it. Probably now that the rate is $50 today, they will go with that rate. They said they were going to go between 45 and 50 because the rate they did the budget with was 41. So if they're going to go between 45 and 50, now they got to do the numbers over. So they do have to adjust the numbers that they're giving out to everybody or find somebody to give their surplus to. So that part, we can see they need to make an adjustment. But they'll probably go with the highest number now, since the actual number accrued today is $50.
So that 337 you provided to us on Wednesday could be a little bit higher than when we go in. Well, the market rate, I guess, international rate, could be a little bit higher than the 337.
It could be.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, sir. Those are all the questions that I have. Can you believe it? I'm finished. I don't have any more.
Sure, I can never, ever believe when you shut up. But anyway, no.
I ain't fooling with you. I'm going to eat. Okay. Bye. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
All right.
909. Eric, you're on.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Hi, guys.
Good
Can
morning.
You hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes. All righty. First of all, I wanted to say, you know, definitely I appreciate you like the rest of us. The first gentleman on, I'm backing up Ray. You know, that was a question already asked years ago, and you consistently said, but I guess we all refer back and forget sometimes, but that's cool. My main question was, a while back, speaking of which, a while back you had said, if you get more than $50 million, that you'd have to pay taxes on it. Is that accurate in you know, cash?
All right, wait. All right, we're gonna talk about that. Say, what did you say you were backing up, Ray? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
What do you
mean
backing up, Ray?
Just due to the fact that it is true. I was saying to myself, I said, now Walt been on the radio for a minute now. We even know his name. meaning he should already like know that it's in a basket, because that's one of the main drives of this is the dung. So yes,
okay,
I am. Is
okay.
Is
I didn't know what you meant when you said you were backing up Ray and supporting Ray. I said we all support Ray. We all back up everything that we do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now listen, as far as the cheating thing and listening to other radios, you know, other speakers, you know, I'm sure not to, but like my mother told me, to each his own. You'll find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, hold on, guys.
In the long run.
That was a joke for everybody. We don't care if you
gotcha.
Listen to other calls. I really want you to, and I meant that. I mean, diversify
gotcha.
Your mind with nothing else. Put things together
yeah.
and see what makes sense. So that's okay. He said he just don't want to answer for the nonsense. That's all he said. But
yeah,
we don't make your choices, huh?
Yeah, I just want to make it clear to everybody, we don't work for Waste Industries.
I hear you. And I definitely agree.
All right.
I hear
all
you.
Right.
And I definitely
okay,
agree.
The $50 million that you were talking about, all right?
Uh-huh.
That was, he said, if you took it up to $50 million out of a trust.
Nope. Wait a minute. Yeah, somebody in the background.
Yeah.
I'm going to mute your line for a second, sir.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Tony.
Or if you're moving $50 million above $50 million after that, you'd have to pay taxes on it. Or, Ray, you can go ahead and explain it to him because he got it confused.
Right. Well, that's you said it pretty much from what we were told. If you move more than 50 into a trust, the trust would pay tax. But if you do an exchange for $100 million, as far as we know, none of that's taxable to the person doing the exchange. It's just when you move it and put it in something else that causes a tax issue.
Right. All right. Because it sounded like he was confused about that. Okay. Did he want to say something else?
I'm trying to pull him back in.
Thank you for
all right. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you for verifying that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It really means a lot because I was doing some counting yesterday.
Okay.
So you just clarified it. And then I want
right.
to get back to the bus lady. I like that laugh. I do. It kind of makes my day. So.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Okay.
I hear that a lot. Believe me. Everybody, they like when I pick on her. I said, but that's okay. She's my what you call them things that you bust open, got all the candy out of them?
Pinata.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool.
Right.
You guys have a good one.
All right, take
all
care,
right,
sir.
You too. Thanks.
All right, later.
This board's moving slow. 312 area code, you're on. 312.
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hey, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. I know that this question may be beneficial to several of your callers, but it has been covered lately. And first of all, I want to say thank you for the information you guys provide every day, every call to Tony and Ray. But my question is regarding the ZIM. Is the ZIM going to go, and at what rate will the ZIM go when it does?
Okay. So, again, we have banks that are saying the ZIM's going to go. All right. I even have a bank that's saying it's going. They just don't know if they're going to do it. But they are saying it's going, and they do have rates. So the Foundation Bank has rates. So the banking system is saying, yes, it's going. Our council guy is still saying it's not going. And y'all are going to be surprised. So we're going to go with that. But I got to give you the good and the bad. So maybe it will, maybe it won't. If it does go, it can go anywhere from 11 cents to 60 cents, depending on how much you have. If you have over 10 or the equivalent of 10 hundred trillion notes, you can get from 33 cents to 60 cents. Depending on how many you have.
Okay, and if there's
okay.
someone that has underneath that, right, if there's someone that has underneath that, what about their rates, possibly?
They're probably going to get from 11 cents to 22 cents, depending on how many they have.
Okay, and that's predicated upon the bank and their discretion, correct, if it's going to go or not, or if it's universal, or
well,
I'm not understanding that.
Well, because of exchange people don't know. They haven't been given a definite at some banks. They're training
okay.
them on it, explained it to them and said, these are the rates we're going to use if we do it, but we don't know until it goes live if we're going to be able to do it. So that's what they're doing. The other bank is absolutely, we're doing it, and this is how we're doing it.
Okay. And even your contact with the council, your someone is telling you that the SIM is going to go?
No, he is saying it's not going to go.
Okay.
So, and that's why I said I gave you guys both sides, so you be prepared either way. But the day they announce the RV, the moment we get the information, we will tell you.
Understood, because I'm assuming that a preponderance of the callers may be by the Zim going or not.
Well, that's why this guy named Tony tells everybody, get more dong. Spend the $50.
Okay.
Get
okay.
more dong.
Because right.
we right. know it's going.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay. Appreciate right. that, guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
Wait. Take care. 316, Erico, you're on. 316.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. I totally appreciate you guys taking my call. I have I'll just ask the question and hopefully be in target. So is it the greatest danger in when we do our exchange, our greed in trying to get, from your perspective, Tony, in trying to get the most amount of money, or the systemic obstacles that are designed to keep us from, you know, maximizing the potential? Is that too heady?
No. So you're asking me which one is going to be the greatest one to get over? Or
is it our personal want for so much and we go in and we grab as much money as we can and doing that whole thing and we tank our deal? Or is it actually the system that has certain blocks to actually, if you see where I'm going with that
do.
Kind of question?
So
it's like, okay.
Okay, so the system and the way they've set it up so far is just what I was just talking about. It's based on how many or how much of what you have, first of all. So you got to get over that hurdle first. How much of dinar dong that do I have? So I'm at the basic rate or I'm now eligible to get this. Now, once you've done the numbers thing, because numbers don't lie, they say, here's the numbers, here's what I can offer you. If one of two things happens, you impress me enough that I know you know what to do with that, or you have a plan to deal with that kind of money. Because for some reason or another, which I will never understand, they have given them the power to look at you and decide if you should have the money or not.
And
if you're
and that's really where I'm speaking.
With your
yeah.
knowledge or plan in order to get the money. So, wait, I'm going to tell you how to overcome that with what you said.
Gotcha.
Be greedy. Know the numbers when you go in. Ask for the max. Because I don't know what you're going to give me, so I want it all. If I go in there and ask for $20 and they say, nah, you seem like a $15 kind of guy to me. So this is what I'm going to give you. And, you know, whatever mumbo jumbo they say, then I'll end up with $15. But if I go in there and ask for $50 and all I really thought I was going to get was $20 and I end up with $30, I'm going to be ecstatic, right?
Right.
Right, so I'm going to be greedy. I'm not needy, I'm greedy. I want it all because I got a long way to go because I sent you guys out the thing the other day, how in less than five generations that whole family was broke. So hopefully y'all planning past that. But.
And that's the thing. It's like even the first impression that we make, or the impression that we make, or how people read us, or all of that stuff. I mean, those are the things that are systemic, that are against us for certain of us. And then there's actually the knowledge that you guys have given us, and then our ability to communicate it in such a way that's not too aggressive, not too whatever, within the boundaries, so that we can actually come off as intelligent, not too intelligent, but intelligent enough to be able to do the strategies. But then it's about being able to be invited to the party. And so my final question in all of this would be because at first I panicked, because I was like, oh man, we can't just go in there and ask and get it. So they're making it hard, right? So then I thought, okay, so if you go in and you ask, you don't get the max that you were actually striving for. So would our strategy then be to take what they, I mean, and I know that you're a proponent of this anyway, but to take what they give us and like really focus hard on maximizing it as much as possible. And if we don't get invited to some of the bigger tables, to be able to look strategically at what other options are available to us, you know, like you've always said, you know, the 3D printing, this and that, and all that stuff.
Right. Great question. Great plan. All right. You first of all, guys, you should go in there confident. I mean confident that you, who have been on TNT, have listened, have followed, have learned, are going to be far ahead of 99% of the people who are involved in this. Because I'm telling you, you are. So you should be confident. Everybody else here seeing not going to have a clue. So if you know most of what we've talked about and you're in there and you're not nervous and you just know it, because it will start coming out, you're going to seem smarter than everybody else anyway. I mean, because you are. And knowledgeable about what it is. Don't try to be over pretentious or I know every little thing. Just let the information flow. I got a background in this. I know what's going on in banking. I know what the real rates are. This is my plan. And just be you, though, and be knowledgeable, and they'll be able to see it. You don't have to throw it all out there or regurgitate every word I've said or Ray says, anything else. Just be you, and I'll think it'll work because you have it. Now, you're getting as much as you can or as much as they're going to give you, and you're happy. So what's my next step? My next step is, do I want to go in the next 10 to 15 days and double dip and make me an extra $2, $3 million by following up on plan B? That's because that's your option. Now I've done that. What's my next tip? Where do I direct my wealth manager to go? Because he's your wealth manager. He's supposed to take care of your money, but your money is your money. You better understand that, okay? So then we go from there. Is there a certain area I was looking at? 3D printing, IPOs, marijuana, platforms, whatever I want to become my expertise. Let me get in there and multiply my money. Now, I'm doing that, so what's my next step? Let me cultivate some relationships. There's a bunch of TNT people I know. There's a bunch of them all across the country. They all have business ideas, want to form groups, want to do things. Where can I get in? If I don't have my own idea, who can I partner up with? And be careful with partnerships and things. But look at that. Who or where can I find me a platform? Be extremely careful with platforms, because I told you that most of them overseas. See if I can get my wealth manager or my bank to get me into a platform somewhere. See if they can figure out what all these IMF platforms were about and can they get me involved in them. That should be a plan for you guys to start with. So as you obviously know, I just laid it out. That's Tony's plan.
Yeah, and one other thing, and I know this is kind of a huge ask, but have you considered mentoring people, and can I get on the list?
Listen, I am absolutely not going to be doing that, but I will tell you this. It has been Ray's plan from day one. He's going to do this afterwards. That's what he told me anyway. So you got the wrong guy. That guy is going to hold classes, seminars, and what else you going to do, Ray? He's going to do something. But anyway.
Workshops.
What?
Workshops.
And workshops.
Oh, workshop and workshops. So, I mean, that's his plan. He's going to do that for you guys. So, now I'm going to do a lot of things. And I did say I'm going to do something with the top 100 people from TNT's Day of Giving, or Pay It Forward Day. I want to do something with those top 100 people right there probably. But other than that, guys, I mean, I'm going to come on the call. We're going to still do calls. We're going to still get together. Not three times a week, obviously, because everybody's going to have things to do. But every now and then, talk to Jess and hopefully, you know, continue being a family that way. So we'll see what happens, okay?
Thank you guys so much, really, both Ray and Tony. And Ray, you know, I was including you in that mentoring list. So,
okay, that's right. Y'all definitely need to stay in contact with Ray because he's doing classes and seminars and workshops.
Yeah, so thank you guys.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
610 Erico, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey,
how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And this will be the long version. It's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTDonate. $TNTDonate. When you're typing that in, please remember to capitalize the entire address, $TNTDonate, and your donation will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donation, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of those banking information. And remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ray.
Thank you, sir. Can you repeat that one more time? Because I don't believe nobody heard you. Anyway, no, I'm just.
Oh! Well, wait. Hey, Tony, I need time to eat my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so I'm going to do that.
Okay.
All righty. Take
Have
care.
Have a good one, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. It takes us to 507. Area code, you are on. No 507?
Oh, hello.
Here you are.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
You know, my question's been answered, and I forgot to put the flag down. But thank
what
you for
that?
Everything. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, my question's been answered. And I
yeah, you're saying his question's been answered. All right, thank you, sir.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, that takes me to 470. Area code, you're on.
Hello, how is everyone?
Fantabula, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
How are
you? I'm all right. I'm good. Part of my question was answered when you said that when you move your money into a trust, as long as it's not over $50 million, it won't be taxed. So what I want to know is, does it have a difference if you need to open up 6 trusts, and as long as they're under $50 million, it won't be taxed?
No, I don't think it's going to be that easy.
You can't open 6 different trusts?
Well, like I said, I don't think it's going to be that easy to circumvent that process by just opening multiple trusts.
If, I mean, they are for different, they're for people. Hello?
Okay.
I couldn't hear you. I was saying they're for 6 different people.
Okay, so you want to put money in a trust, and then you want to transfer it to 6 other trusts for different people, and you want to keep it under $50 million each.
Yeah. Now, initially, I'm not going to move the money into a trust. I'm going to have it at the bank and then open 6 different trusts.
And then just put the money in each trust. Okay.
Yeah, that's not what he said was taxable. He said you put it in a trust and try and move it out, it would be taxable.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No, I'm saying if you put it,
no.
What we were being told. You put more than $50 million into the trust, then that trust is going to be taxed on anything over $50 million. Not the person, but the trust.
Okay, so during my exchange later, you say you can come back if you don't have all the information or have your trust set up. I can come back later and set up 6 trusts and have the money that's in the original account transferred to 6 different trusts that's under $50 million for 6 different trustees.
Yes.
Okay, because I know you have said in the past it's better to set up entities for your kids because I have 6 children, and I want to set up a trust instead of giving them money. So I'm trying to figure out, is it going to cost me? But you say under $50 million, it won't be taxed.
The trust won't be taxed. That's what we were told, yes.
Okay.
But now if you have 6 kids that you want to put $50 million in each trust for them, I'm available for adoption.
No, it's nothing like that. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You're saying that's a utopian way to give. So I'm just trying to find out if I put money in 6 different trusts, it's nowhere near $50 million, but I won't be taxed doing that.
You won't be taxed. No, you won't be. No.
Okay.
You're good.
Exchange. Oh, okay. So how many... After the exchange, how many days do I actually have to do that? Is it a time frame?
To do what? Put the money in the trust?
Yeah.
No, there's no time frame. Whenever you want.
Okay. And, as far as the double dip, and I thought in the past we weren't allowed to do that and only certain people would be invited. So now we're able to go and buy some during the rate change and everything afterwards?
No. You've always been able to do it. You just need to know what you're doing when you do it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to. People who get paid before the RV, they can't double dip.
So okay.
If they've already received some of their money as advance, whatever, they can't go buy more currency. Once you go to the exchange and you decide to go, like I said, TD Ameritrade or any of those, set up an account and tell them you want to buy currency, then you buy currency, okay?
Okay?
And even if you bought it from the dealer, they continue to sell currency and they're selling it at the same rate that it is on Forex, you can't go back in and get the exchange rate for it anymore. You can't double dip. But on as far as Forex or that, you can absolutely.
Okay. And my last question is, okay, once I do the NYSE exchange and I negotiate my rate and negotiate the interest rate, so the balance of the money I keep is the one that I can transfer, right, into other trusts?
Yes, you can do whatever you want to do
okay.
with the balance. Yeah.
Okay, because the money that the bank holds has to stay there, right? I can't transfer that. Or can I transfer
it
with the same
nope.
rate?
No, it has to stay there. Because that's
okay.
your contract with the bank.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all my questions, gentlemen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. 972. Danny.
Hey, fellas. Danny in Dallas. You heard of Dallas,
hey,
right?
How you doing, man?
Oh, my goodness. I got a couple of questions. I appreciate it. All that's been laid out, especially the last lady. She sounded like she was zeroing in on it. That's good stuff. My question has to do with the treasury rate. When we go in, are we to mention that term, treasury rate? Will they recognize that as you understand it now?
They're probably going to recognize that. I don't know what it's really going to be based on, but I think it's going to be based on how much you have.
Yes. Yes, I was just thinking through the process. I think most of us are very comfortable with using contract rate as opposed to international, but I hadn't heard that question if using the term treasury rate would signal that we are aware and have been aware, and if it will be ignored or not recognized.
Well, I would definitely use it because it is above the contract rate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so,
I'm just thinking about terminology.
Yes, I would definitely use it.
Okay, let me refresh my thoughts on the dong. As we understand it now, the 47 cents is liable to be the international rate. Maybe not. Maybe better. $2 was the expected international rate. No, I'm sorry, contract rate. But then the treasury rate has escalated beyond that, anywhere from $6 to $12. And I think last Wednesday or Monday, you had suggested 15 was a possibility. So I want the terminology to be appropriate when I use it. You follow me?
Well, you know what?
What?
This is going to remove all doubt, okay?
Okay, so why don't I ask the question?
All right. Go in there and say, I heard there's a $15 rate. That's what I want. How do I get that?
Okay. And
whether
I call it a treasury rate or not, right?
That's right. He may not notice that. And he might say, well, no, that's not on my computer. I said, well, just put it in anyway, and let's see what happens.
All right. I've been looking forward to using that phrase, Tony, ever since you mentioned it way, way back. Just put it in. See if it doesn't
that's
work.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just put it in.
All right. Well,
now,
you know,
guys,
go ahead.
Since I said that on this call, and I said it before, they may update their computers, but we'll see.
Well, yeah. Nothing beats a failure but a try. Let's see, that was number seven, I believe. On
there you go.
From Tony. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and I was afraid earlier that Walt might get knocked off the line. You know, was it Wednesday or last Monday that Ray got gently offended and cut off a fella? I was laughing heartily as well, having been cut off before, and I was afraid Walt was going to experience that same source of exhilaration, but you had patience with him. That's good. And also, you indicated, Ray, that you'll be doing workshops. I appreciate that. That's from your expertise, the things you've learned over your career and that sort of thing. I was trying to think what kind of workshop I might give. At this point, I've told people that I would do anything for a price. I would change diapers for a price. I don't think I can do that workshop, though. Maybe how to crawl under a house with a leaky sewer and come out smelling different. That might be a workshop I could do.
Okay.
Because it would be a different smell. Yeah.
Especially if you had a diaper in your hand.
That's right. Yes.
All righty.
I'm gonna work on that and get back with you later on it. On the platform.
All right.
That you mentioned, you in the past you mentioned you wanted to come up with five sources of income based on the success of this thing going through, and several of us have discussed that and what they might be. You know, viable options that we are either expert in or want to take a dip into the pool, you know, that sort of thing. So those are all very encouraging things. Are we still looking at the 5 to 7 days from last Wednesday, which is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday kind of thing on that? Is that still a possibility, or are we looking more toward the Christmas thing?
Nope, I'm still looking for that. Like I say,
all right.
I'm looking, you know, it could be as soon as, you know, like I said, today, tomorrow, over the weekend. That's that 5-7 day period of time that they were looking for it. So I'm still in that vein right now. But they told them definitely it was going to be over before Christmas. And again,
okay,
everything else ultimates before the 19th when Congress supposedly, either they do or they don't. We'll see what happens. The election is over on the 14th when they count up the electoral votes. So a lot of things are happening in that 4 or 5 day period. It could be in there. I don't know. All right.
Okay. Well, that's as stable as we can get on this call anyway. So I guess I better get back in the trenches, so to speak, and generate a paycheck. It is Friday. So you guys have a great weekend. I'll look forward to getting
all right,
your
you too,
text
sir.
To indicate it's done.
All
righty. Take care now.
All right. Thank you, sir.
918 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning to the brothers.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Tony, I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
We're wanting to buy Ray a kingly robe, but we'd like it to match that Bentley that you're going to buy him. So what colors have you selected for that?
Did you say you want to buy him a mink robe? Is that what you
yeah,
said?
Yeah. Kingly robe, sure.
King, a king robe, not a mink robe, right? That's what you say, king, K-I-N-G?
Yeah, king's robe, and we want to coordinate it with that Bentley.
I can say, what? Do I have to buy Ray a Bentley with all the money you got?
We just thought the elder brother would do that for his younger brother.
I tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to buy my father Rolls Royce and let Ray drive it around. How about that?
Hey, now you're talking. I like that. I'm all about the son buying the father a Rolls Royce, for sure. Could I be adopted? Can you buy me one?
Yeah. Ray got adopted. Look, he probably going to adopt half of you guys on the talk show.
I'm looking forward to that too. Those workshops is they're very valuable and super fantastic for sure. I've been to one. I look forward to auditing a couple more, but on a sooner note than Ray getting his robe and you buying him a Bentley, I wanted to ask about, Tony, I wanted to ask about logistics. Have the bankers devised a working plan to try to get 10 million of us through the exchange centers in 10 days? Has that dropped off the radar, or have they devised a plan for that?
No, they do have a plan. They have all these exchange centers across the country. They want to start bringing people in 2 hours after they announce the RV.
Mm-hmm.
The first night, they're willing to go all the way up to 1 o'clock in the morning, scheduling people for appointments to go in and get paid. After that, their schedule is 7 to 11 every day. And they're either going to get as many as they can get in first 10 days, which they figure they could try and get all of us on the internet, not 10 million people, but all of us who have been listening and paying attention is who they want to get through and offer the higher rates to during the first 10 days. After that, or after the money runs out, they're just going to go with the regular days, and they'll have appointments going 6 months from now, year from now, or whenever people find out. Because, you know, it's going to be that long for some people even found out. What do you mean? That thing, it finally happened, and, you know, it's been sitting in my garage for 4 years, and they'll tear their garage apart because they didn't know we did it 6 months ago. So it'll be ongoing after that point.
Okay, so the 10 million is not just the internet group. 10 million is the bigger picture. I think that's what threw me, because they would need to do a million per day for 10 days. Internet group is not that number.
No, if you look at our group, okay, and I got 125,000 followers here, 125,000. Mm-hmm. We are by far the largest group out there. I know. I looked at, somebody else sent something out the other day about his group, the guy in Puerto Rico, Blue Wolf. I'll say his name. I usually don't call people out. But he said he had 600 people. He started, he still has 600 people. I take it back. He said his group is now millions. So he has more than we do, according to him. But that's him. Everybody else, I mean, some groups are small as 200 people. That's mm-hmm. all that these people are putting out to. So who okay. knows? But they're only trying to get the people who are actively listening, following, and working this thing through right at the beginning, the first 10 days, not okay. 10 million people.
Okay. So how do we, knowing that it's the internet group, and of course, the more educated and alert we are, we can try to pinpoint our exchange, and how do we coordinate that with the first mouse, second mouse, and get the factory mouse? How would you think that through to plan for our exchange appointment?
Okay. So, first of all, we have greatly simplified that through our context, where we're going to have all the rates and what it takes to get them. I mean, if we can get our people on the phone, because they're going to give that to us before you start going out. And we're going to hopefully be able to do a call and say, guys, this is it. And this is what you want to go in and get, okay? The first mouse, or the ones you're going to abuse, are the ones who haven't been on the call, who haven't been paying attention, who don't know the rates. And that's going to be your neighbor, your friend, your uncle, your cousin, who just said, okay, I got mine, tell me when to go. So that's all you're going to be able to tell them is go. I'm not going to educate you on 10 years and 10 minutes. Just go to the bank, and you're going to get 340 for yours or 47 cent or because you don't know what the hell you're doing. Where we are going to go get all the rest, and that's just how it is. We put in the time, the work, and we're going to get the benefits. Other than that, I told you, I'm not going in the first day because I'm not, and I know I got to go through some BS anyway. But I'm depending on people who use this knowledge, experience to go in, to come back here and tell us what we can do better. Hey, I did mine, but you guys could do this better. Because I have people who told me already, and I'm telling them what's going on. Tony, if they give me $2, I'm in there in 2 minutes. I don't care what you say. I'm going in there. You know, and I'm like, really? Really? Okay. So go ahead and get it. Come back and tell me so I can tell everybody else what not to do. All right? I mean, it's just how it is. That's all. And some people just aren't going to care. They don't care.
I think this greatly simplifies it, knowing that we who want to be the third mouse, we could go in the first, second day knowing what we know and just ask for the factory from the get-go.
Well, yeah, and I'm just saying we can. We're going to know the numbers, what it takes, who's eligible for it. Hey, this is what I want. And I don't care if you're not eligible for it. Ask for it anyway. What are they going to do? Say no.
That's right.
You know, okay, no. Yeah, I can't give you the 15, but you asked so nice and politely, I'm going to see if I can give you 10 or 12. Okay, I'll take that.
Especially since we're sporting that kingly robe and everything. You know.
There you go. Hey, if you want to make sure you get something, I ain't going to say the best, but something, just tell them Ray Ran 98 cents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's number three saying right there. Ray and Tony told me.
No, don't ever say Tony.
Okay. And just one more thing.
All right.
I know that you've got a lot on your mind and you have to attend to a lot of business every day, but I wanted to remind you to drop in there at Salt Lake when you head to the bank and pick me up. I'll be ready. Got my bags packed.
You're in Salt Lake?
Yeah, just drop in up there, and I'll be watching for you, and we'll go right on to the bank.
I actually will be in Salt Lake, just so you
know. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm number 3512.
Okay.
That's a 35th row, 12th slot in the choir.
Okay. All right. I will be in Salt Lake, though. All right, thanks.
We'll be looking for you. Thank you for all you
did. Take care.
Okay.
313 area code, you're on.
Ray, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Ray.
Yes.
Because I was just talking last time, and you couldn't hear me the last few times. But, this is Cornbread. How you doing?
And Tabula, sir, to the nth degree, and yourself.
Oh, great. And how you doing, Mr. Tony?
I'm super fantastic, sir. How are you?
Getting better by the minute. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I just want to ask one question. And, a while back you were talking about the 500 million notes on the ZIM, and you had mentioned that they were going to come in with a ridiculous rate, and then you said that might have changed. Have you heard anything else about that at all? On the 500 million?
Tell you that. The rates are going to be the same if you have over 100 trillion. That's what you need to do. So So they're going to give you the same amount for every one of them, guys. A long time ago, and I wouldn't tell you guys that, it was ridiculous because they were saying that one note by itself was going to be worth 65 cents, and I couldn't believe that. So I was just like, that's just crazy. You can't single out one note and make it worth 65 cents and the rest worth 33 cents. That didn't make any sense to me. But now it's going to go as high as 60 cents based on how much you have. But that's going to be every note you have, not just the 100 trillion note.
Okay, now I do have one more question. Now, when we do our exchange and we have our master amount that we're working with, probably leave most of it at the bank. My funds in about, a little bit in about 8 different credit unions. Would there be any problem or any tax implications with moving money from the bank to credit unions?
I wouldn't think so. It's still your money in your account. It hasn't changed hands. Just changed location.
Okay. Okay. That's what I like to hear. Because I'll be leaving most of it with the bank, but I want to divide it up because I don't want everything under one roof, that's for sure. Okay, thanks a lot, fellas. And you all have a very blessed one, and let's stay healthy.
All right, sir.
All right.
Take care.
We do our exchange it afterwards.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. 510 area code. You are on.
Hello. This is Lady L from California.
Hi there.
Good morning.
My first time calling in, I have a question. Most of us have Zim, and I heard you saying that if you have more than 50 million and you put it in a trust, you could be taxed. Is that right?
No.
Yeah, that's what we were told years ago. Yeah, over 50 million, the trust would be taxed on anything over 50 million that gets put into the trust. We were told that years ago. Never had anybody professionally pursue it.
Okay, so going on that theory or that thought, most of us that have Zim, we're going to have more than 50 million. So would I just only put 50 million of it in there and then put the rest of it somewhere else?
Well, first of all, check with your tax attorney, okay, and make sure that is tax law before you do anything. Now, if he does, he's going to suggest how you should do it. But at any point, you can have multiple trusts, divide it up how you need to, and put it in there, okay?
Okay.
Check with your tax attorney first and make sure that's the law.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, because we can just put the rest of it, like you said, in other trusts or in other vehicles or other investments. We don't have to just put it all in the trust, just put 50 million of it in there.
Yeah, whatever you say the limit is, then that's what I would do. And then say, how many trusts can I have? He said, well, Donald Trump has 100 trusts. I mean, how many do you want? How many does he want?
Oh, okay.
Divide any way you want to, business opportunities. Okay.
Okay. Now, what was the latest rate on the Zim? I didn't hear the latest rate on the Zim.
I said anywhere from 11 to 60, depending on how much you have.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, have a great day. Thank you.
Oh, okay, you too.
309, Erica, you're on.
Hello, that's me. I want to thank you guys for all you do. I feel like I'm talking to a couple of celebrities. So thank you. Thank you very much. I haven't heard for a long time. I think at one point Tony said that if you wanted to get the 2850 on the dinar, that you needed to have a project. I haven't heard people talking about a project. I guess my question. Pardon me?
No, my, we didn't say anything, but so far
okay.
You're wrong.
My question, is how do we know how much money we should set aside for the project? Are they going to tell us based on the amount that we redeem?
Listen, I never said you had to have a project to get the $2,850.
Okay,
I
thought you
said
one bank had said that.
No, there's no project.
Okay,
it's a contract rate. And there was a limit on how much you could get it on, which was $20 million that you could get the contract rate on. That's all. There was no qualifications for that. Go in and ask for it. I want the contract rate, $2,850. That's all. So you don't have to have anything set aside. It's your project. Do whatever you decide you're going to do with.
Okay,
people
People
were saying they had to have a project to get the numbers for the ZIM or to get the $1 or $2 for the ZIM. You had to have a project, had to have your plan. The bank had to approve it. And we heard all that thing because that's what they were trying to put in place. Nobody's asked about a project or anything lately or to get this 60-cent rate. He just told me it's based on the volume that you have is the latest thing they've been taught.
Okay, well, great. I was mistaken. I thought you had said at one point that you thought that one bank had said you were going to have a project for the dinar to get the $2,850. So I'm glad you clarified that. Thank you very much.
Well, and if I did, I don't remember it because, you know, I'm a day older now. But anyway,
So maybe I was dreaming it. But anyway, I appreciate everything you do. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 773, area code, you're on.
Is that me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Ah, I'm 20,000K. Hello, everybody.
Okay.
Hope you're doing well. It sounds like you're doing well. That's the name they gave me on the forum the one time I called in. So I'm excited.
Wait, they just gave you a name?
They were so warm and welcoming. I will never forget that. Yes, they did. Yes.
Okay.
because of how we got into the foreign currency thing, you know. So, yeah. So I have my questions written down. The lady that called in a little earlier asking about all the six different trusts, you mentioned that you can move money that you have in the bank, but not the money that you agreed to leave in the bank to get a certain interest rate. So how do you split that up? How do you give them, come up with an amount to get a certain interest rate and then have some just in the bank that you can move in and out and set up trusts?
Okay,
I'm
going to tell you guys this right now. They have given people that I know already above average rate for just leaving 30% of their money in the bank.
Oh.
Okay? Even just as little as 30%. If you want to get a real high rate, though, I think if you're looking for the highest rate and the highest interest rate, you might want to go as high as 50% in the bank.
Okay.
So
that makes sense. So, but then
this is why I say that. I'm gonna let you guys know. Hold on for a second.
Uh-huh.
I do 50% because hopefully you have enough money, and everybody can't do this anyway. People with $1 million, $2 million, you're probably not going to do it anyway. But anyway, I leave it there. I try to get the 15 to 20% interest rate because in the five-year period of time, I've made 100% on my money, and I've been able to have access to it all anyway, 20% a year,
okay.
Right? Which
right.
I was never
right.
going to spend, you know, $20 million a year on frivolous stuff anyway. Or 200 mil, wherever it comes out. But you still got it. You got it at that interest rate. And it's money you can reinvest right back in there So now you're multiplying your money without ever losing your base. You can duplicate that for the next 20 years and never lose a dime. Anyway, that's just my thought.
Okay, so then when you say leave it in the bank, then where do you leave the rest, the other 50%? You said you leave 50% in the bank.
When you make the contract with the bank's going to take that 50%. You don't have to worry about it. They're going to put it over there, and they're going to work with it. You don't have to worry about that at all. All you have to worry about is what you have left.
Okay, got it. Next question. What does it mean when you say that you refer to current and say they're taking zeros off? They've taken zeros off.
Okay.
I don't know, currency or
That's all right. Over in Iraq, they're deleting the three zeros on the currency. So a 50,000 note will become a $50 note. 5,000 note will become a $5 note. That's what they're talking about, taking zeros off in country. But it also increases the value out of country. That's how we're getting our RV. That 100,000 note that you have comes out at $4. It's 400,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they took the zeros off, increased the value over there, increases our value here. That's how we're going to get it.
Okay. Can I ask two more questions?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Which, you mentioned only certain banks were doing the ZIM. Do you know which big banks that would be that are just doing the ZIM?
I do.
Say it already, and I missed it. I don't know how to ask. when you give that answer, yeah, I do. So I'm very careful about what I say next.
Well, I know there's one that's saying they're going to do it, but I don't want them suing me for saying what they're going to do. Okay.
What's and there was a mention of a 21-page document that. Somewhere, and I didn't hear. It sounds like something useful to read or to have, but I didn't get all of the where and what it was about.
Okay, so this was the people in the forum talking to you?
No, it was mentioned on this call. I've only been on the forum once.
It's in the latest blast and updates section. If you go into the forum, you can access
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay.
And it's called Preparing for the Exchange. You just click on the forum button. You're going to get in the only folder that is going to let you in. You click on the forum button. At one folder that you have access to, just look for Preparing for the Exchange. Click on that link, and it'll open up, and then you can download it.
Okay. And 337 rate was mentioned, and for what currency was that? That was mentioned on Wednesday.
That was the dinar in country.
Oh,
what
got
they
you.
Were told their
in
rate
country.
Was going to be. Now, again,
so that's not, I'm not concerned.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. But that
change
Saturday when they changed it from $41 to $50. That rate may change for them.
Okay.
Which is true.
Last, what is IMF?
International Monetary Fund. So they make loans in government countries around the world. Google IMF. It'll come up for you.
Okay, that's easy. Thank you, guys. I know it's getting to the end. I don't want to take up in case somebody else wants it. And I'll call back Monday with my two other questions. Thank you.
All right, you
got
two more
weekend.
Questions?
Yes, sir.
Wait. All right, come on. Let's go.
Why are people so concerned about the denominations in the ATMs in Iraq? Why does that, you know, they keep asking whether they get the lower, did they put this in? Why are we so interested in what's in their ATM?
Because we're just trying to see how close we are to this becoming reality. That's all. How prepared they are over there.
Okay. And actually, that was my last question. I'm checking them off as I go. Okay. Thank
Have
you, guys.
Have a super
fantastic
weekend.
You too, both of you. Thank you so much.
All
I'm excited. Right, I feel like I'm a part of you all stuff now. I'm excited.
Looking at, so come on, open mic and ask the same questions all over again.
Oh, no, never that. Oh, no.
I'm just
messing. Right.
Bye-bye.
Go and open mic and ask all the questions you want. That's what they're there for.
No, sir. I never get hung up on. Oh, no.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right.
Let's wrap this one up. We're 5 minutes over.
Man, we are? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's a great call, I think. It's a great day. Everything is still going good, going our direction. Iraq is still excited, looking for something to happen. But, you know, we'll see what happens after the meeting on Saturday, I think. As far as the banks are ready to go right now today. They stayed there last night. 5 to 7 days. I think our 7 days up on Monday from what the Treasury has said. So we'll see how far that goes. We haven't talked to the bank today. We know they are there because we know when they left last night, they had a report back in this morning. We know they're talking to Treasury. Yesterday they had conference calls. Today they should be doing their calls, and they're doing them daily with them now. So to make sure everybody's on point, getting the numbers of people that they have on each location, those type of things, making sure that we're ready. So that, again, tells us we're that much closer to it. So we are waiting to get updated today. If it's anything significant, then we'll tweet it out or Ray will put it in the form or we'll do another call if we have to. If not, guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy your day and enjoy your weekend. May it be super fantastic for you, as I hope it is for me. All right, Ray.
Okay, that's going to do it, folks. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe, I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
fix it. I'm a fix it. Yes, you will. If you just believe. Just believe. The God that can be. Gonna get better. With a single parent, go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you're trusting him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have
you
it.
You can't have
you gotta
it.
Give it to Jesus.
Give it to
Jesus. Won't he work it out?
Yes,
if you believe it, then
conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.